using smartphones to detect and mitigate chemical disasters. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Scientists at NASA's Ames Research Center have developed a prototype device designed to plug into an iPhone for the purpose of detecting harmful chemicals in the air. The gadget, which will be retrofitted for other smartphones, contains sensors for sniffing ammonia, chloride, hydrazine, formaldehyde, and other potentially harmful substances. The long-term goal is to turn cell phone users into a vast threat detection network. Jing Li, who leads a team of NASA scientists working on the project for the Department of Homeland Security, says mobile phones are the best piggyback devices for chemical sensor arrays.
Toxins can be released, you know, in one city or one location, and it can be in the other place as well. So use the cell phone to getting the chemical information from sensors, like chemical sensors. So it really can detect the chemical event at one location and then send these information to a central location or maybe to another phone to inform people in another place or nearby to tell them there is something happened here. So in that case, it can do an early warning of some chemical event and then try to use the phone network system or communication system to spread the information or the detection of the chemicals at one location. So with that, actually, you don't need to build a sensor network by itself. You just utilize the phone network to make a sensing network that can cover nationwide and even global-wide.
So right now, this is sort of a proof of concept project. Where would you like to see the technology eventually go? For example, I would think it would be much more effective to have sensor technology embedded in the phone in a way that, you know, consumers didn't have to fuss with some large gadget to plug into the phone.
Our focus is to build a smaller size sensing module with lightweight and a low power and with some level of intelligence in the sensing module that can plug into the cell phone platforms. Down the road, we are thinking about to integrate or embed this sensing module inside the phone platform so the consumer probably won't be even aware of it physically, but they can push a button on their willingness to detect chemicals if they want.
So cell phone sensors could be used to detect and mitigate some sort of chemical terrorist event. What other applications do you envision?
Other application, just like, you know, you can use it for the carbon monoxide detection at home. And the other application is if we have a good sensor for the breath test. So for those diabetic patients, they can have the sensing module all the time with them, anywhere, anytime.
Jing Li with the NASA Ames Research Center. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.